listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Still dry July for one more day or two more days.
Well, I think we've moved into damp July, like, let's be honest.
I've solicited for texts saying, somebody texted in saying you're doing dry July, and literally nobody has texted in.
Yeah, like,
if you are doing it, let us know, 5395.
Mad respect if you're doing a damp July. Mad respect if you're doing a, you
what
know.
What say about all your other months, though? It's kind of a little bit of a dead giveaway if you're up to something.
Hey, it's fine. You do you.
Check this out. This liar's dark cane spirit has got a picture of a parrot with a hook on its hand.
It's a pirate parrot.
He's really flipped the script, hasn't
and
he?
Like, he's definitely he'd make an intense zombie.
Is it
it's an intense zombie
is
bird
that
situation?
Quite sweet. It's dark cane spirit.
Well, we'll find out. Okay. Should we just crack it and you can take a little swiggy swig?
John wants to smell it. You know
get
he does.
The smell.
Get it close to the mic. Don't it pops.
It's not a popper.
Well, it smells great.
It's a good time.
I'm into this, Gwillem. I'm into this already.
Somebody does not like Pukeko, by the way. They're saying they suck.
Just why do Pukeko suck? I'm intrigued. I want to know more. I want to know more, Texter. Why do Pukeko suck?
There's two of those that look the real same, right? There's another one, like a starts with T.
Takahe.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Because Takahe, they're a dope bird.
Endangered.
Yeah.
They're so prehistoric looking.
They look the same to me. I don't know what's going on.
Takahe's a bit bigger and grunty.
I haven't seen them side by side. Have you? That's what I'm saying.
I have.
Yes.
And
yeah.
A Takahe chick is a glorious thing. They're like this grey ball of fluff.
Do they
runs.
Get along?
I can't imagine that, but I can't imagine they wouldn't either.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
Why would we not like one do like the other?
But Pukekos are super, super intensely territorial. Mm. And like it's they're pretty gnarly. Like they're the only known bird to rape other foreign like other kinds of birds. Like they're pretty crazy.
Do you remember I said don't read the text machine, right?
Yeah, it'll stop now.
Someone's still recovering from, I don't even think I can say that actually. Someone's saying their July is soggy and heaps of kisses.
Yeah, soggy July.
I don't feel comfortable reading that either.
Okay, don't look at the text machine.
We're giving up on the text machine.
So we stop looking at that.
It rhymes. It's like a great text. It rhymes and everything.
Let's look at Gwillem. We've got some liars, non-alcoholic spirit.
We've got a little bit of sugar syrup. We've got some lime juice. We've got some Amaro Montenegro. And we've got some curry leaves. Mm. We're taking it to a weird place just to really flesh out the last of Cocktail Corner for this month.
Let's go.
You know, like we've spent a lot of time drinking a lot of great stuff, but we need to take this up a notch.
Fair enough.
So we're going to make something which we call the accomplice, because it's, you know, if someone's doing dry July, you can pretend you've made them a non-alcoholic cocktail, but actually you're sneaking them some piss.
Are you going to smack the leaves?
In this case, I'm not.
Okay.
There'll be no clapping of leaves today.
Okay.
But we're going to hit this with, to begin with, we're going to hit 30 mils of the Liar's Dark Cane.
I hope you picked up the disappointment in my okay, by the way.
You can slap yours. You can slap it till the cows come home.
Don't mind if I do.
Yo. Then we're going to put in 20 mils of sugar syrup per cocktail. We're making three today, so it's going to be 60 mils.
No sugar syrup, by the way.
What sort of sugar syrup is this in particular?
1-to-1 is this sugar syrup. This is Master of Mixes, because I didn't have time to make sugar syrup today, so... Mm-hmm.
Where do I get Master of Mixes?
You can pick this up from like Glengarry and good liquor stores.
Okay.
I think it's normally like $7.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's sticking to the weed. They've been dry July for 18 months. Good for you. Good for you, man. Or
lady.
Fan.
Or however they want to identify.
That's why I said fan.
And how much lime?
Straight to the
so we're going to put 20 mils of lime per juice as well. So we're going to do 60 mils to make three in the shaker.
Does lime juice go off?
Normal lime juice does. Mm-hmm. This doesn't. This has got a rosemary extract in it, which is like a natural preservative.
Okay.
How do you know that?
There's just something written down somewhere on your arm or anything?
I just know a lot of random shit that we've already sort of like, you know, like let's talk about birds. Let's talk about random products.
Let the record show that he's not reading off anything.
I'm now, good at a pub quiz.
Here we go.
We've got our piratical situation going on. Yes. So we've got Amaro Montenegro going in. This is an Italian bitter liqueur. Not like your sort of acerbic, aggressive Campari sort of situation. A lot more mellow. Think like candied orange and clove.
If you're staging a bar for something, you're going to put that bottle up there just for steaks.
Quite a bit going in. Can I have just a little whiff of that?
Just drink it straight out of the bottle. It's fine.
Makes me want to play some Hugo Montenegro a little bit.
Man, this smells so good.
Get your snout out of there, actually.
Hey, man, at least we're not in Victoria. We don't have to worry about that COVID too much, do we?
Man, yes. My brothers and sisters in Australia are struggling. Oh, it's got that kind of sharpness to it. Hey, you're holding it, right? Don't drop it.
Jeez. So we're going to chuck some ice in that shaker. We're going to get a little shaky because I feel like there's been a lack of noise in the last couple of cocktail corners.
Okay.
Yeah, no cork popping, no shakies. You know, it's been disappointing. All right.
Don't look at me directly.
Okay, we've got some, got an answer to the Pukeko Takahe conversation here. Apparently, they eat and trample heaps of our native plants. They're considered a pest by many. Takahe, however, are chill and native and adorable.
I can vibe that.
One sexy made of Pepsi, etc.
So we've got some chilled glasses. You've just freshened up our ice in a chilled wine glass.
You already had ice in there, didn't you?
I did.
Put it back in.
But I want to get rid of the extra water in the bottom from the melting ice.
These are branded BFM.
You need so much ice to be a drinkologist.
A mixologist.
Did you just call me a gynecologist? Because I'm really not qualified for that.
Do anything you put mind to it, mate.
So then what we're going to do is we're just going to split this bad boy through these three glasses.
Oh, it looks so creamy.
Shit. How? Why?
What about that hard shake, baby?
Man, look at it. It's totally not what I expected.
The Montenegro's really slapped it into... Although this is quite a dark... The Liars is a very dark number, isn't it? Mm.
It almost looks like an iced coffee for those who can't see what we're up to. Whiff. And I'm just going to get a little slap happy because someone really wants me to.
Someone's looking forward to Acid August. I can say that one. That's a bit more of a friendly vibe.
Yeah, man. It's, you can do some lime juice if you want, or some lemon juice, maybe some orange juice.
The other yogurt. One rhymed with May. There you go.
So then we're going to chuck a curry leaf on top.
Far out. This smells fantastic.
This is going to get good. It's going to get good, guys.
Did he slap it? Did anyone see it?
Mo, can you smell that curry leaf vibe? Because I can smell it. That's definitely had some schlap.
Not to be confused with a bay leaf kind of thing.
Very different than a bay leaf.
It looks like a kind of a Kilkenny.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells like cola.
Mmm, does smell like cola.
My face. My face.
Oh yeah, it's a good time.
Okay, everyone, just chill out on the Pukeko, right? They're having a hard time just like everyone else.
Yum.
Oh man. Oh, this is fantastic.
Holy moly, mate.
Yum. And the thing is, if you want to make this like a way more high octane, just swap out that Liars for some actual like dark rum and you're going to be home and probably hosed.
Mm. I nearly said the S word.
Can I give a casual 10 out of 10 for this one?
You can do whatever
baby. I know it's got booze in it, but it's a nice way to round out Dry July.
But it's a pretty low-key booze. Like, this has still only got the equivalent of half a shot of vodka in it.
Mine gets a 9.5 because I'm running out.
Oh my god, I've just about nicked this whole thing. It's so nice.
I can make more very quickly.
When's a good occasion for drinking this one, mate?
That's so good.
All the time. This is like a quiet Tuesday morning at home.
How does it have such a sherbety vibe? It's the mixture of the lime and
the sugar and the bitter.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's my zone.
Is it based on a classic?
It's kind of like if you took a daiquiri and you like really fucked with it.
Man, this one smokes.
Literally, does smell smoky.
If you did put some smoke in here somehow for display purposes, it would probably be quite good.
If I wasn't worried about your smoke alarm, I could smoke it.
It's based on a daiquiri, but can I order this anywhere if I go? What would I order?
What do you say?
Want a split base daiquiri and you want it made with dark rum and you want half the base to be Amaro Montenegro or another form of bitter.
Too complicated.
Way too complicated. Okay. So you want that weird cocktail that guy made on BFM
Will you send me the recipe for this one? I'll podcast this and you can have a look on the BFM website, listeners.
Oh man, Pukeko from Western Australia and are called Swamp Hens.
Why are you hating on Western Australia for now, guys? Come on.
Those poor little things, man. I don't know the difference. I'm just going to show love to both of them just because I'm scared. I might get it wrong.
I thought Pukeko were from
They're saying
from
shoot
South
them
America.
On site. I don't know if that's legal. That doesn't seem right.
Well, they're native, at least. Like, just native and endemic are very different things, man.
What if they're delicious?
Everything is delicious. The barbecue sauce.
Nice. Do you want a taste? Danoon's keen to have a taste of this fantastic cocktail.
Get a taste, mate. Get a taste in there. Get a glass. Right. Come back.
Get yourself a little glass.
Are you doing the surf?
Bro, I can do the surf report, but I have no idea what's happening with the surf.
No, you do the surf, Danoon. Surf is your sport.
I don't want to take your thunder, Pete.
Yeah.
We already have to go for the re-up on this. That was quick.
Okay, somebody reckons they're not delicious, but...
Their loss.
Mm. Okay, so just run us through the ingredients one more time, Gwilym.
So you've got lime juice, simple syrup, so you want 20 mils each of those. Mm. Then you just want 30 mils of either dark rum or, in this case, Liar's dark cane.
This could be my favourite drink of recent memory.
Give me the glass.
And I've got a bad memory.
Now your memory's fine, bro.
You like that speech. That was a good speech, John.
But yeah, and then just Amaro Montenegro. And if you can't find Amaro Montenegro, Averna, Chena, Fernet Branca, anything sort of like that, and that will do exactly the same sort of thing.
I did, you know, like this is, I think you know that I like Amaro Montenegro, and you're just sort of, you've just worked it in to this drink, and you've just really pulled the wool over our eyes again. Cool. Damn it.
Oh,
no,
this
is, this one rules it.
Now I just got to find where I put the lid for that.
You
bottle,
need a better name for it, so we can just order it at a place, I reckon.
Well, what should we call it, guys? And let's put it out to the text machine.
Shit, yeah.
Poo Kecko?
Yo, actually, yeah.
Let's call it the Poo Kecko. Fuck it.
Fuck yeah, man. Poor little bloody bugger.
They're getting a hard rap. Swamp Hen. Poo Kecko.
The Swamp Hen's quite good.
The Swamp Hen.
Mm.
We can serve that Red Bar 7 or Red Bar 8.
I'm going to play some Hugo Montenegro after this, after we're done with this little chat.
I think we're done with this chat. Let's play some Hugo Montenegro.
Great thank drink, you, by the way.
Cheers, thank guys.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.